Shalom Avracha. We are continuing a beautiful way to start the day, Mizum L'Soida, our daily paying attention to how fortunate we are to be the nation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amo Yivetzoy Mariso, he's always our shepherd watching over us. And that gives us tremendous simcha, because not only is he watching over us, but it's a lot more than a shepherd. A shepherd, he cares about his sheep, but he doesn't have any personal relation with them. By us, he has a bechina, that nature of the shepherd that cares about everything for us, because he's our loving father, and he appreciates our kesher with him. And that's why we always pay attention and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not only it's good for us, and we feel good, it makes us appreciate and enjoy life, but that's the Ratzon Hashem also. So we said yesterday, Bo Yishor B'Soida, that's the first part of Shemot Esrei, the Shavochim, the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, clarifying for ourselves that we are talking to the right source, the source of everything in this world, and a source of goodness and care and the power to do it. The second phrase that it says in the Mizmor, Chatzeroisov Bishila. We go into the Chatzeris, in the courtyard of the Beis Hamikdash Bishila, with a type of praise. This, says the Magal Lamukas, is a remnant to the 13 middle brachas. Now, even though they are requests, they're called Chatzeroisa B'Sihila. What is the connection between the Chotzer of the Beis HaMikdash and the 13 middle brachas? So, there's an interesting thing to note, that there are 13 middle brachas, 13 requests. And we know when the Yevonim tried to break into the Beis HaMikdash, they made 13 breaches in the wall of the Beis HaMikdash. They wanted to knock down the dividing wall that separated between Klal Yisrael, the nation of Hashem, and all the nations of the world. And when we overpowered them, Chachamim u'Mesakin, they established that we have 13 Hishtachavoyos, 13 places which we bow down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, they wanted to disconnect the connection between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, turn the Beis HaMikdash to being a tourist site, a museum, which is not something Nogei L'Maisa. And we, Baruch Hashem, went with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We overpowered them. And Dafka, we used those 13 breaches as a place to bow down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have nothing of my own. It's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I laid flat on my face in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So with that in mind, this is the idea of the 13 brachas in the middle. We are making requests, but we know that our requests are not because we are the one in control and we're telling Hashem, be my messenger to carry out such and such. It's the other way around. When I make a request from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm showing myself and HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I recognize this inyan is in the hands of Hashem. When I say, Rafa'enu Hashem b'nei Rafa'i, I'm saying, Hashem, I know you are the Rafa'i of the entire world, Rafa'i Chol Am Yisrael, and therefore I'm turning to you. So Betzim, the request is a form of Hishtachavoyah, just like you had those 13 bowing downs in the Beis HaMikdash to show that we recognize that we are different, we are special, we have that Kesher HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and what makes us great is the fact that we can be Mishtachavah and put ourselves completely in Hashem's hand. That's with these 13 requests. Everyone, I recognize my knowledge, my wisdom is not in my hands. I do what I can, but the Siyat Deshmai, to understand things properly, and to remember them, that's all in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And everything, Parnosa, Geula, whatever, whatever we're davening for, Binyan Yerushalayim, all the requests, those 13 requests, are really 13 Hishtachavoyos. 13 times that I say to myself clearly, I recognize it's not me, it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm Kavayochel bowing down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't physically bow down, but the concept of bowing down means that I, by myself, have nothing, and I'm totally in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should be zeiche, Yitz Hashem, to feel that this is our greatness. The fact that we recognize that we are not the one who is running the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and he's doing the best possible job in a way that we can't do anything ourselves. So that's the second part of this pasuk. Bo Yishor B'Soida, we enter into the gates of HaKadosh Baruch Hu by recognizing his greatness and saying in the first brachas of Shemot Esrei that we recognize that he is the one who is so close to us, Mitzad Echad, Mitzad Sheni, is Kel Elyon, the most powerful, the one who sustains life, Mechalkel Chaim Bechesed, Mechaim Mesim, Soim Echnoifim, etc. And then, once we go through those gates, now we're in the courtyard, and B'Sehila. We praise Hashem. This praise Hashem is not by saying His praises, but Tafka making requests, and that is equivalent to the Hishtachavoya, the bowing down that was done in those 13 places in the entrance to the Chodz of the Beis HaMikdash. We should be zeicher to recognize that this is our greatness, Hishtachavoya Hashem, and see the Yeshua's Hashem, be happy with the fact that we are the chosen nation, that Hashem is interested in us having a relation with us. The rest of the nations are what they are. We are Hashem's beloved nations. We're preparing for Pesach now. As we are involved in the preparations, remind ourselves, I'm preparing this as a member of the Bnei B'chol Yisrael, the firstborn child, the nation of Klaus of Kodesh Baruch Hu. And with that, will give us the right spirits and Siyad Shemayin, everything we do.